Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. You can learn a great deal about the Earth's history from volcanic eruptions. Fred Jordan, an associate professor in the Department of Applied Geology at Curtin University, is studying mass extinction by tracing ancient eruptions.
In the history of life, mass extinctions are defined as a sudden demise of large number of species, typically between 50% and up to 95% of the species present on Earth at the time of the decline. In this study, we looked for the cause of the very first mass extinction, the so-called early Middle Cambrian extinction. It wiped out about 50% of the species 510 million years ago. The species include the most primitive group of trilobites and the archaeocyatids, reed-building, sponge-looking animals. We use radioactive dating techniques to precisely measure the age of the eruptions of the Kalkarindji volcanic province. The lava flows cover an area of more than 2 million square kilometers in Australia. That's 3 times the size of Texas. We were able to demonstrate that Kalkarindji volcanoes erupted at the exact same time as the Cambrian extinction. We were also able to measure depletion of sulfur dioxide from the province's volcanic rocks. This means that sulfur was released into the atmosphere during the eruptions. We also calculated a near-perfect chronological correlation between large volcanic province eruptions, climate shifts, and mass extinction over the history of life during the last 550 million years, with only one chance over 20 billion that this correlation is just a coincidence. We then showed the most likely process for all the mass extinctions was a rapid oscillation of the climate triggered by volcanic eruptions emitting cooling sulfur dioxide along with warming gases like methane and carbon dioxide. These rapid oscillations of the climate made it difficult for various species to adapt, ultimately resulting in their demise.
That was Fred Jordan of Curtin University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
By the mainstream media sources, want the truth to hold its horses so there isn't mass hysteria.